This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Meltzen. A new study led by the U.S. government has found that a new strain of the novel coronavirus that's prevailing worldwide is spreading faster than earlier versions. The study, led by scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory, said the new strain, a mutated form of the original coronavirus, was detected 3 months ago in Europe. It traveled quickly to eastern United States before becoming the world's most dominant strain since mid-March. Two pharmaceutical companies said Tuesday their experimental coronavirus vaccine is being delivered in the United States for initial human testing. U.S. drug maker Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech SE said if the trials prove the vaccine is safe and effective, it could be ready for broad distribution in the United States by the year's end. The vaccine could be among the first vaccines approved for use in the United States for the virus. The U.S. leads the world in infections and fatalities. The company said the vaccine uses mRNA technology, which can enable it to be produced more quickly than the typical years-long effort it takes to develop a vaccine. The U.S. biotechnology company Moderna Incorporated and the U.S. government are collaborating on the development of a vaccine that uses similar technology. Phase one testing is underway, and mid-stage trials are scheduled to begin this quarter. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday he would restore the U.S. economy devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. He said some Americans are going back to work safely. He said we're opening up our country again. The whole world is excited watching us because we're leading the world. At the moment, however, the U.S. has totaled more than 69,000 coronavirus deaths, and that's more than any other country, with a projected total of more than 134,000 deaths by early August. This is VOA News.